everyone, I do apologise that the gallery and the chamber looks like the deck of the Starship Enterprise. It's because we're dealing with COVID-19. The General Manager has the recognition of country.
Council would like to respectfully acknowledge the local Aboriginal people who are the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this meeting takes place.
Councillor Reynolds has a prayer.
Almighty God, from whom it comes every good and perfect gift, we give you thanks for the blessing you bestow upon us in the Shire. Grant to those who hold office in this council the spirit of justice and truth, of wisdom and charity, and mindful of our responsibility and the needs of those we serve, you may promote the true welfare of your people, exercise wisely and faithfully the authority committed to us, and advance the common good through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Excuse me, there's someone knocking.
Who are these?
There are apologies from Councillor Ward and Councillor Bailey. Councillor Woodruff, Councillor McNeill, is there any dissent? I put that, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, nay. The ayes have it, it's carried. Is the confirmation of the minutes of the last ordinary council meeting?
Done.
Councillor Woodruff, Councillor Eads, any dissent? I put that, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, nay. The ayes have it, it's carried. Disclosures of pecuniary and non-pecuniary interest. Councillor Woodruff.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I have four. Item 11.1, Mount Pleasant extension of the S138. 11.2, Mount Pleasant Mod 4 on the rail loop. 13.5, Ben Gallup Mining Company Community Funding Investment Committee. And 19.5, the review of the mine affected roads. In all those cases, Mr. Mayor, my employee undertakes works for the
For the record, I think that was 19.4, that last one.
Yeah.
Councillor Eads.
I have a pecuniary interest in item 19.3, as I actually work with the company that's named in that.
Thank you. I do apologise, I won't be here. Councillor McNeill.
Yeah, I've got a significant non-pecuniary interest in 19.5. The Future Projects Group of AGL have signed a non-disclosure agreement with ETHTEC. And in 11.6, Council's Standing Committee on Industrial Closures, another significant non-pecuniary work at the Power Station.
Thank you. Councillor Foy.
Yes, 19.2 regarding the pool and the swimming club. I just want to query 12.9 for the same reason.
What I propose to do there, Councillor Foy, is to adopt or put to Council the adoption of all the other matters except that item, and then you might be prepared to leave the room and we'll deal with that
Absolutely.
Item. Thank you. Are there any other, Councillor Reynolds?
Six.
So was that 11.6?
No, sorry, I've got six.
Oh, it's, so it's got six.
11.4, there is remote stage 2 upgrade. Significant non-pecuniary in that one. I'm currently in legal settings with the applicant. 13.5, the Bengala Mining Community Fund. My nephew was employed there as part of his university scholarship. 19.4, review of mine affected roads and network for the same reason as same purposes. First one, 11.4. 12.9, 12.10, and 12.11 concurrently, as my brother is employed at Glencore, and they are a submission. I've got a an insignificant non-pecuniary. I think that's what it was.
Yeah. Thank you. Councillor Outage.
Yes, I have a pretty interest with 11.1, 11.2, 11.3. I currently work for the offsets manager of Mount Pleasant, 12.9, 12.10, 12.11. Also work for the offsets manager at Glencore, 13.5 at Bengala. I'm doing work for the offsets company at Bengala, 19.3, human interest. I'm a member of the land council mentioned in the report, and 19.4, mine affected roads, as I do work for these mining companies I'm a contestant there.
Thank you. Now, have I missed anything? Thank you. Well, I think then that takes us to public participation. We have four people in public participation at this point, but can I just check what the status is with Mr. Waters, who comes via audio visual link, perhaps? Is Mr. Waters still likely to be in public participation? Well, I think what I'm going to assume that the advice we received before still holds, notwithstanding that he was on the visual link, but I think we give the undertaking that if there's a dissent to the motion, to the resolution rather, that concerns him, we'll try and get in contact with him.
Mr. Mayor, as we're recording on two different things, he wouldn't be on the other screen, would he?
I'd like to be able to answer the question, but I don't know. But I think we just leave it for the moment, and we'll hear from the other three people in public participation, and we'll come back, Mr. Waters, if we can clarify what that situation is. So I have three people: Tony Wood, Granville Taylor, and Mike Kelly. You have five. Sorry, I do apologise. I have it incorrect there. So we might start with Nigel Wood, if he's available. You have 5 minutes.
Nigel, come forward.
Sorry, I do apologise, Nigel. So it's just this lectern here.
Okay, thank you for the opportunity to talk tonight. I just want to support my objection forward to the council regarding the biorefinery. So first question the council must ask, does the pilot biorefinery project actually stack up? You all have an obligation to correctly evaluate any project. It must ensure the management of risk is acceptable at an acceptable level. So basic risk management, this core business for council. Where will all the feedstock come from? What are the financial risk, the tender process, and what precedent does it set for council? It is core business for council. Last year, council applied to IPART, a special variation to increase the rates. In part of that submission, IPART came back and said, yeah, we'll increase it, and this is for local roads and drains, maintenance services, improvement of stormwater, funding job creation, and the continued development of Olympic Park, name just a few. That's council's core business. Have IPART been approached regarding variation in the document I've submitted to them and wanted to spend $10.4 million on this plant? Council's core business are not providing grants for private business projects or providing venture capital for private business. Feedstock, where will the feedstock come from? A lot of discussion about mine rehab land. There's actually zero mine rehabilitation land that's available to be harvested for biorefinery feedstock. The mines must operate under an approved consent condition. I'm not aware of one mine in the Hunter Valley that has approval to allow removal of trees or on rehab or offsets to provide suitable feedstock for a biorefinery. The consent approval considers the re-establishment of the country, for example, the threatened ecological communities of the Hunter Ironback woodland. Even if the mine rehab plan could be used for feedstock, the trees that are planted are slow growing and not suitable, so the ironbark take basically 100 years to reach maturity. Growing acacia, where and who? Where, it's got to be economical distance to actually supply the plant. So you go, where can you grow it? On the Hunter River flats, that's not what the scope covered. On grazing land, a lot more money to be made of grazing than growing acacia on it. On marginal grazing land, it's usually hard to access steep and rocky country, so acacia won't grow. Who will actually grow the acacia? Can it be grown economically? What is the cycle of the acacia crop? How will the growers manage the risk? Monoculture brings its own risks. Acacia, just a few wattles growing around the countryside looks fine, but cycling it in monoculture, it brings its own risk. They need to be established at least water, just a bit close to water. Cold spells can actually kill them. Goat moth can kill them as well, especially when you start putting them into monoculture. They get leaky infections, and obviously the big one is bushfire risk. The other area that covers feedstock is farmers' waste product. What's this waste product? There's discussion about straw for grain growing. How much straw do you think is actually grown in this area that is wasted? There isn't any. Is it baled, or it actually goes in and for minimal till to allow sustainable farming practices? Other areas for feedstock that were discussed, sugar cane. I haven't seen much sugar cane grown around Musselbrook, and forest waste, the same again. I haven't seen much forest waste around Musselbrook. What is the financial risk? So it's indicated about $30 million to build the project. The original project funding was $11.9 million from JTL, $11.9 million from ARENA, which was conditioned on the matching the JTL funding. New South Wales government, 4.6, which gives you 28.4, so the balance from EdTech, 1.6, if you look at it. New proposals, no money from JTL. The Musselbrook Council grant, if it's successful, is 10.4. The ARENA, will you actually get that 11.9 million from ARENA? Or is this the risk? And if they do provide it, will it be matching the council grant of 10.4, also the 11.9? And the New South Wales government, 4.6. So 1.5 million shortfall, best case scenario. Worst case scenario, if ARENA don't come to the party, is 13.4 million shortfall for the project. Is EdTech a good business partner? I'm in business. I wouldn't move a plant down here without making sure all my finance was shored up. JTL deal finalized. It came into the area saying we had all this money all lined up. It wasn't lined up. If the deal is that good, why are the businesses beating at EdTech's door? JTL walked away 12 months ago. They've had 12 months to find other joint venturers. For the council, so it's a grant, so it's going to be paid back. How's that grant secured? It needs a tangible asset to secure the 10.4 million. If EdTech have got a tangible asset they can borrow against, you can borrow money now for 2%. They can go to the market and borrow their own money and run it as a proper business rather than relying on the council's grant. How will the product be cost competitive with petroleum products? Rough ballpoint is about $1 a litre for ethanol. Refined, make oil and diesel and petrol for cents a litre, not dollars.
Mr. Wood, that would typically be time. I just wanted to, I'm sure the council will provide an extension. I'm just wondering how much more time you will need.
Probably another 2 minutes.
Yes. No. Yeah. Is everyone happy just to move an extension? Yeah. Councillor Scholes, Councillor Banish, any dissent, put it. Those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Thank you, Mr. Wood.
Just with the setup, you read all the literature on it. I'm not sure the council will actually be a JV along with EdTech, or just providing the grant of 10.4 million. It's a JV partnership, that means you take on the risk as well, and if any failures. Has there been an independent third party audit conducted to make sure the economics of the proposal, that Bernice Young come along and go, oh yeah, this all stacks up. If it stacked up that well, like I said before, people would be knocking at their door. The tender process, and it was even in the Newcastle Herald yesterday, just seemed to be stacked very, very, in the favour of EdTech without third parties really coming into it. What precedent is this setting the council? EdTech came into the Musselbrook area, said we've got their money, it fell over with finances, council come in. What happens if it happens in another business and they want $100 million or $5 million? It's setting a precedent where council shouldn't be going. It's not council's core business. So conclusion, the type of venture is not core business of council. Suggest a source of feedstock does not add up. It appears to be beaten up. Due diligence hasn't been carried out. No one's spoke to the mines. I've actually been talking to the mines. Nobody's been talking to the mines about using rehab country. Financial risk are too high. EdTech should be able to get their own funding from third parties. It appears the tender process is stacked for EdTech, and council is setting the precedent for the future as a financier, not bringing a council and doing what council should do. This is not acceptable risk. You look at the risk assessment, this is not acceptable risk for council. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Wood. I really appreciate
that. I do have
that.
Copies of that.
Yes, if one could perhaps be handed to me, and then I'll hand it to the general manager, and then we'll mark it and distribute it. Thank you, Mr. Wood. The next person I have is Granville Taylor. Again, 5 minutes, Mr. Taylor, but if you do need some extra time, you'll let us know.
Which I'll speak to tonight. And they're COVID free. I've left them in their room.
Can I just leave? What I propose to do is to take some questions at the end. So, Mr. Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Ladies and gentlemen, councillors, I'd like to say that since I last spoke here, I have been afforded the opportunity to talk to Jeff Dirty at EdTech and with Alex Matreski. And they've been well answered questions. I still have some reservations about the testing side, but tonight I want to address another topic in terms of item 19.5. And that's, in a sense, to remind councillors of their obligations and duties under the Local Government Act. Now, I'm not going to interpret that for you. I'm simply going to quote sections which I believe are relevant. And there's about five of them. They're in the papers which I've passed on to Mr. Mayor. It's only the part in red that I'm speaking to tonight. The rest is there to give you the relevant sections. And the first point I'd like to make is relevant to borrowing, and it's a part of the revised borrowing order 921, where it says it is expected that councillors would have a full understanding of the terms and conditions of borrowing arrangements before entering into any contract. It's in plain English and it's there for the see. Referring specifically to the Local Government Act, under the first heading of Principles of Sound Financial Management, each councillor in making a decision on the biorefinery should certainly consider what's small letter A. Council spending should be responsible and sustainable, aligning general revenue on the one hand and expenses on the other. So they should be matched in any one period. Thirdly, policy decisions are made after considering their financial effects on future generations. Fourthly, the current generation funds the cost of its services. And lastly, council should ensure that the strategic goals and activities to work towards them may be achieved within council resources. I might finally refer to what's presently not policy, but it's posted on the council website, and it's the Draft Enterprise Risk Management Framework. And under the heading Council Baseline Risk Appetite Statement is basically the relevance that only minimal or moderate risk is acceptable. It's certainly my view that moderate risk is inadequate to describe proposed
by thank you, ladies and gentlemen. No, thank you. Now, Mr. Taylor, I didn't do this for Mr. Wood, but I might, while you're still standing there, if you're prepared, answer any questions that councillors have. Can I just also indicate that I've marked your submission B, or your the material you're given as B. I'm not sure that is itself a submission, but Mr. Wood certainly is. I've marked that A, and ask that the General Manager include those in the submissions as part of the paperwork. Are there any questions of Mr. Taylor? Thank you. Mr. Wood, Councillor Reynolds is...
Last month at the extraordinary meeting, you discussed about other companies around the world having... How many are you aware of that are out there at the moment in this field?
In the biofuel field.
Yeah.
I've actually identified at least half a dozen who are through the biorefinery stage and now either constructing commercial plants or have commercial plants in operation. And that includes, I think I mentioned only three, but that includes Axens in France, it includes Borregaard in Norway, it includes Iogen in Canada and Brazil. That includes MetGen in Estonia and CCAP in Sweden. But there may all be others.
Sorry if I didn't get all of them, but second question, just if I may. Are there any that have entered Australia? Is there anything in Australia currently in that bioenergy second?
Yes, there's a very small biorefinery that's been operating for some years in Mackay. The head of the refinery, in fact, did his PhD in this area, and that, when I say small, it could probably handle 100 kilos a day, but does have a non-reactive pressure vessel that can handle most most substances that the BESTEC has certainly attached.
Are there any further questions? Well, can I thank you again, Mr. Taylor? You've made yourself available to us twice now. We certainly appreciate that. Did anyone have any questions of Mr. Wood before I... yes?
Just of his background.
Right, Mr. Wood, would you... I'm sorry to do this to you, but I should have done it when the conclusion of your speech. And again, you only have to if you're prepared to. Councillor Reynolds, and if Councillor Reynolds, if you possibly just get to... If your feet, unless it's uncomfortable for you. Only if it's if not uncomfortable for you.
Sorry, Nigel, Councillor Reynolds, just want to know your background. You focused a lot on there about the mining, and you said there's not approval of rehab land is zero at the moment, Roberts.
That's correct. So all the mines work under a consent authority approval. They have to submit plans before the approval is given. And then they have to say how they're going to rehab. So the rehab is actually checked every 12 months. So it's a very, very extensive process. There isn't any mines at all that have indicated they will use their rehab except for returning it to woodlands and grazing country and like that. Nothing at all for feeding biorefineries.
So are you from the biorefinery background or the mine? Biorefinery? What's your business?
My background, yeah. My background's mining, so I've been over 30 years in the mining industry.
Oh, thank you. You just said you had a business, that's all at present. You've got a business directly at the moment?
Sorry?
You have a business at the moment? You said you're a businessman?
Yeah, I've got a grazing property at the moment, so I'm actually not working in the mines at the moment. I've got a grazing property, 3,500 acres, just outside Musselburgh.
Thanks.
Thank you. Are there any other questions of Mr.
Am I able to ask a question then conflicted?
I think the answer to that question is no, but ultimately it's a matter for you. Are there any other questions, Mr. Wood? Can I thank you again, Mr. Wood, and I apologise for getting you up and down like a yo-yo, but it's very much appreciated. The Chamber of the President, oh good Lord, the President even of the Chamber of Commerce, Mike Kelly. And again, Mr. Kelly, if you do need more than 5 minutes, you'll let me know.
I will.
Thank you again, and I will mark...
Exhibit C.
I'll mark this C, and again ask that it be included as an exhibit in the papers.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and councillors, and thank you for the opportunity to address you this evening. Many people have accused me of being one-eyed in the past. Imagine the suffering of... Well, I hope it's a short-term item. The council has communicated with the chamber, and the chamber has expressed its concerns over this project over the last month or so. And we do acknowledge the response from council that we received on the 11th of May. However, in a submission which is available to you there, I must say that the chamber executive has reviewed the matter, including council's response and other information that was available in the public arena, and we still have concerns over the risks to council in committing borrowed funds to this research facility. Before making a final decision, the chamber urges councillors to consider, firstly, an expression of interest process which produces only one submission, may satisfy council's procedural requirements, but it does not indicate broad canvassing of prospective applicants. If the call for expressions was broadly known, the lack of applicants indicates a lack of industry-wide interest in the project. The technical aspects of the FTEC process are far from resolved, with two of the four stages of the process still to be achieved. The company indicates that this could take another 5 years and despite their confidence, they are not able to guarantee success. The excitement and enthusiasm around commercialisation of this process is premature and speculative. Overcoming the barriers to commercialisation, Council must consider these matters. There needs to be a process developed that will work or may not work. They have to develop a process which is cost effective. The company has to identify and establish the required volumes of cellulosic material that would supply a commercial plant. They would have to deal with the headwinds faced by better technology from others, the cost of research and the potential cost overruns, the likely move towards electric cars, the world market for biofuels in 10 or 20 years from now and beyond. And then finally, having addressed all of those, finding a business prepared to invest in commercialisation of the process. By dealing with the due diligence, the expression of interest and the funding by loans in closed council, there is little community awareness of the true nature of the opportunities and the threats to the council budget now and in the future. The Chamber's view is that the development is a shared research facility, and that's all it is. It is a research project that will no doubt bring value to the researchers. The Chamber recognises the value that this council has brought to education, innovation, and the research sector. The Tertiary Education Centre, Stages 1 and 2, the Sam Adams College, and the strong connections between the University of Newcastle and the TAFE are valuable developments and bring welcome diversity to our local economy. The Council has already made a significant contribution to the EdTech project over the last 3 years by providing land, assisting the development application and the construction process. We believe that the Council has done enough. It was understood up to now that the plan would proceed with a combination of private and public investment. The private investment has not materialised. In conclusion, the Chamber urges Council to defer its decision to borrow funds to issue grant money to the biorefinery project. Revisit the due diligence advice and share it confidentially if necessary with the Chamber Executive and their advisors. To canvass community opinion on whether Council should invest further in the biorefinery. And revisit the prospect of private investment and assist EdTech to secure it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Are there any questions of Mr. Kelly before I just say a few words? Councillor Reynolds?
You go.
The only thing I wanted to, again, thank you for those very kind words about the work Council's done over the years in investing in innovation and education. And you know that the Council has enormous respect for you and the Chamber of Commerce as well, and we really appreciate you coming here tonight and participating in this public participation.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Now, I have to tell you, members of...
I just had a question of you, Mr. Mayor, on his question.
Oh, I do...
Sorry, that's what I said.
Sorry.
No, he can go. It's a question of his conclusion to revisit the due diligence advice and share it confidentially if necessary with the Chamber Executive and their advisors. With that, that's, we can't.
I think that, again, that's a matter that we'll, I'll come to that, but it's a matter that will need to probably be addressed in closed council with the rest of the item. And I was going to come to that, members of the gallery. For those that will want to know the outcome, you will know it tonight, one way or another, because at the conclusion of the closed part of the business agenda, a copy of the resolution of the council will be made publicly available, whatever that happens to be. But I have to tell you that the debate itself, because it includes material which is commercial in confidence and the commercial in confidence property of third parties, that debate itself will have to happen in closed council. Nonetheless, because of the interest in this, from the media, both regionally and local, we will do everything we can to make sure that a copy of the resolution is made publicly available as soon as possible after the conclusion of the council meeting. And as I say, if there are still people around in probably 2 hours' time, is my best estimate, I will dutifully come out here and read the motion for those that are hanging around. But if don't feel that you need to, because the general manager's undertaken to make that available tonight at the conclusion of the meeting publicly. I don't know where that will be, but probably on council's social media platform. So the bottom line is, don't feel you have to wait, but please do if you want to. We're always pleased to have a gallery. It's very rare for us to have a gallery of this size.
Just during the public participation by these, sorry, Mr. Mayor, the other public participant was on the screen. I don't know what it is.
Yes, I was going to say the same thing.
Oh, I see.
Do we need to visit and ask if he would like
he's
to...
waiting for item 10.1 in the open.
Would you like to say anything?
Does he want to speak up? Or?
That was our question before.
Can I again thank members of the public in participation, public participants? It's very much appreciated. Look, rather than have a bit of a... because this all has to be recorded, and the difficulty is for people listening, they won't know who is speaking if everyone just sort of... I try and identify the councillor so that the record is accurate. I am aware of the issue, though, and we'll get some advice on it.
And you're talking about...
whether Mr. Walters wants to be in public participation, whether he's happy to wait for the item.
Yeah, Mr. Walters is indicated there's a technical issue that he's indicated that he will remain until the item is considered.
Yes. All right, so the status quo there remains, but it's very early on, and in fact, why don't we get to it so that, it is number one, so that makes it too easy. 10.1. Thank you, and I think it was Councillor McNeill. Is there any dissent to that? Can I ask councillors who are in favour to raise their hand? On my count, that's unanimous. But are there any against? It's carried. It is unanimous. I don't know if you can hear me, Mr. Waters, but if you can, that development application has been approved. And I might just ask whether a member of staff could let him know if he's not there and he's on the telephone so that he's not waiting anxiously. Now, I think then 10.2, I'm happy to move that. Is there a seconder, Councillor Woodruff? Is there any dissent? I might just ask, because it concerns an amendment to a planning instrument, that we nonetheless raise our hand. If all those in favour could raise a hand. Those to the contrary, if you could raise yours. Again, I note for the record it's unanimous and carried. 10.3. I'm happy to move an action. Thank you. That's Councillor Scholes for the record. It's and it's moved and seconded. Is there any dissent? I put it. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, nay. The ayes have it. It's carried. 10.4. Councillor McNeill. Yes. Councillor Scholes, any dissent, I put it. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, nay. The ayes have it carried. 11.1. there a move?
I'll second.
Councillor Scholes, is there a seconder? Councillor Ledlin, any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, nay. The ayes have it as carried. 11.2.
I'll second again, please.
Councillor Scholes, Councillor Eads, any dissent? I put it. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, no. The ayes have it. It's carried. 11.3. Councillor Reynolds, I think. Councillor Scholes, seconding it.
I just wanted to do something before I get into the...
Is there any dissent?
No.
I put it. Just pardon me a moment. Can someone remind me whether Councillor Woodruff declared an interest in that? My record said.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Right, all three.
Yeah.
I put that then. I apologise. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, no. The ayes have it. That's carried.
We need to change that.
Yes.
Edited roads. That's the mental officer who happened to be in.
Yes, Edited Road. Right, okay.
Thank you. 11.4, Councillor Scholes. Councillor Ledlin, any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, no. The ayes have it. It's carried. 11.5, I think there are no comments.
Can come back in for
five. I think everyone can at this point, can't they?
Yes, they can come back in.
Yeah.
This is the new tree planting.
Yeah, delegate. Do you want to change the...
Yeah. Nice. Delegate
can, that. Can I... move then that the adoption or otherwise of the property, I withdraw that. Can I move that resolution of the item be delegated to the General Manager? Councillor Bowditch, is there any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
On the contrary, nay. The ayes have it. It's carried. 11.6.
Council Standing Committee on Industrial Closures.
I'm happy to move a motion in the form of that recommended. Councillor Scholes, is there any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, nay. The ayes have it. It's carried. Thank you. Councillor Reynolds, Councillor Bowditch, is there any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, nay. The ayes have it. It's carried. 12.1.
I'll move that for as long as they like.
Councillor Reynolds, Councillor Ledlin, any dissent? I put it. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, nay. The ayes have it. It's carried. 12.2. Councillor McNeill, Councillor Scholes, any dissent? I put it. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, nay. The ayes have it. It's carried. 12.3.
The operational plan.
No, well, it's the review of the existing operational plan. Councillor Woodruff, Councillor Ledlin. I'm just going to leave it there to take a question, I suspect.
Yes, I just found the page through 15.
So was that 315?
That's 315. I've got a few questions actually. Just in relation to page 315 on the action item for air quality monitoring, did we have any success with our submissions for real-time monitoring? That's, I know it's a little bit removed from the purpose of that item. But
I think it's close enough. Yeah. I think it's. Look, I don't know the answer to the question myself. Are you happy for us just to take that on notice?
Yeah, sure.
Is the next question on that same page?
No, it's page 295.
It's 295 on the document, not on the.
Oh, yes, on page 295 on the
Yes, I've got that.
Just in regard to the top column, Is that a printing error? We've got the benchmarking status progressing target October 2019. I believe that's been completed, hasn't it?
I'm going to have to ask the general manager.
Can you just repeat that?
Council's benchmarking of the sport and rec fields, it quotes as the status progressing and the target for completion October 2019. Obviously, that's passed.
That's completed.
Yeah, I believe it has.
I would agree with that.
So that needs to be corrected.
Yeah.
Can we just accept an undertaking for the GM that correction will be made?
And lastly, on page 320, this is, I guess, a point of discussion with foreshadowing a motion to amend in regard to the conservation and restoration of the Shire's heritage items. From my experience, the vast majority of issues that have been raised around heritage relate to, I guess, the impact of developments in the vicinity of heritage items and, I guess, some interpretation of the borough charter in relation to that, I guess, that issue. So I was wondering, as a point of discussion, would anybody see it prudent to actually insert an action under action, an education program around the interpretation of the borough charter with respect to our LEP and DCP?
It really is an opportunity, I think, to seek clarification. And this is also a report on an existing strategy. The proper place, I think, for that sort of discussion would be in the crafting of a new document, which is in fact before us tonight. Now, are there any other questions about that matter? Well, I have a mover and a seconder. While that's happening, could you possibly find where that is in the document that's before us tonight, so that we can, as efficiently as possible, make the change that you've sought? Now, I've taken a mover and a seconder, haven't I?
Yeah.
I put that then, but is there any dissent? I put it, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Those that contrary, no, the ayes have it, it's carried. And I think, from memory, that does take us to...
12.5?
No, it's the March monthly. Councillor Ledden?
Sure, yeah, I do.
It's the financial report for the month. Is there a seconder? Councillor Reeds, any dissent? Put it, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, no, the ayes have it, it's carried. 12.6. Councillor Lidland, of course. Is there a seconder? Councillor Turrett. He is a councillor, but I... Mr. Brown.
Just to clarify, the just done 12.4, which is the March budget review. We're now to 12.5, which is the monthly
financial. Oh, I thought that's what we were doing. I do apologise. My true form continues. So can I just recommit 12.5 and take a mover? Councillor Ledland, is there a seconder? Councillor Scholes, is there any dissent? I put it, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, no, the ayes have it, it's carried. 12.6. Councillor Ledland, Councillor Scholes, can I just again congratulate the General Manager and the Chief Financial Officer for the remarkable rates of our investments in all the circumstances. It really is extraordinary, and if I can pass on behalf of the elected arm, how very much we appreciate the work and the efforts that have gone into achieving those results. I put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, no, the ayes have it, it's carried. 12.7. Councillor Reeds, Councillor Foy. Is there any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, no. The ayes have it. It's carried. 12.8. Councillor Eads?
Yes.
Councillor Reynolds. Is there any dissent? I put it. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, no. The ayes have it. It's carried. Now we have 12.9 to 12.11, in which some declarations have been... I've missed one, have I?
12.10.
Sorry, 12 point... I've got 9.
12.8 and 12.9.
Oh, sorry.
Uh, 12.9. Can I first throw to Councillor McNeil so we can resolve...
I haven't. I've left my documents out there. I'm just trying to scan dissenters so that I...
Is it something perhaps I can deal with as a question... without notice,
I guess, yeah.
And then what I propose to do, subject to what you say, is if you're happy to do this at the first review of this document, which will be in September, we'll try and incorporate that and have some workshop if it's contentious.
That's where I sort of heading with it.
Anyway,
some deeper understanding of this.
All right. Well, can I move a resolution in the form of that recommended and add... I was looking to the board, but there isn't one. Pardon me a moment, I do apologise again. 387, is that the right page for this? It says, sorry, error bookmark not defined in my document.
Page 3 in the supplementary.
Thank you.
It's both written up.
That's in this. Right.
It should be right.
Thank you. I thank Councillor Woodruff. Can I move a motion in the form of that recommended, but as the first prayer of the motion, and add a second prayer to the motion, and just amending slightly. The existing one, except as provided by 2, and then move a new 2, that with respect to the budget, the Future Funds Education Division incorporate an amount of $50,000 for the Upper Hunter Conservatorium of Music, and the operating result adjusted accordingly. And if we make that 1A and 1B, an amount of... Councillors, pardon me one moment. Whoops, I've got it off. 50, the whole. And 55, is it? 50. That an amount of $50,000 be incorporated in an appropriate line item, which is probably recreation operational expenses, for the Denman Golf Course, and C, that an amount of $577,000 be included in the capital expenditure program for the Musselbrook outdoor 50-metre swimming pool. Such funds provided by the federal government, or the source of such funding being the federal government. And I'm just going to, because I'm getting the impression some advice is about to come. Oh, what did I say? I said the indoor swimming pool. I meant the outdoor. Oh, the aquatic centre. Right. Sorry, I do apologise, everyone. So, having confused everyone, has that been able to be... Now, is there a seconder for that? I've made another error, I'm afraid, everyone. I'm going to move on 1, 2A, and 2B. I do apologise. I'm going to move on 1, 2A, and 2B only, and I'm not going to move on that last prayer. Is there a seconder for that? Councillor Lidlum, is there any dissent? I put it, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, no. The ayes have it, it's carried. And can I just again thank staff for putting together that splendid budget, which again provides an operating surplus and some wonderful capital programs that I'm sure will benefit this community, and of course all the other documents that go with our integrated planning framework. Now, can someone explain to me why we have councillors missing again?
Yeah, I just thought...
No, because of the Van Gogh submission, which was chosen, Councillor Reynolds' brother.
Because the submission to Red
Cross. Is that the rates?
But is that just, that's, this is...
Oh, this revenue is, policy.
Right, yeah. I do apologise. All right. Now, Councillor Foy, if you might be prepared to excuse yourself. Now, can I just ask the General Manager, does that give us a quorum?
Well,
can you bring the other two back?
Yes.
It's a quorum. Well, I think we should ask the others whether they feel conflicted on this item. I wouldn't have thought so.
It's because the run of job deals with the appointment.
Yes.
So.
I can see no reason why they couldn't come back.
I only did 6 plus 1.
We've already passed.
Yeah, but we don't
have 12 anymore. How well we're done at 12
tonight. No, you're right. We're now dealing with the
additional funding
for
the aquatic centre, and Councillor Reynolds is supporting that.
Right, well, just with respect to that item, can I just move, it'll just have to be framed in a new motion with a new head sentence. If it simply says additionally, comma, the 577 and then continuing on.
Yep.
Now, Reynolds and Councillor Bowditch were seconding that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Is there any dissent? I put that, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, no. The ayes have it, it's carried. And I'm afraid to tell you, councillors, we're back to 12.10, so you'll have to exit again.
12.10. Yeah, subcategories.
It's the determination of subcategories for the race.
Yeah.
All right. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Ledland, Councillor Woodruff, is there any dissent? I put it, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. The ayes have it. It's carried at 12.11. Councillor Ledland.
Yeah.
Councillor Woodruff, any dissent? I put it, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, no. The ayes have it. It's carried. Now, I think now we can get the others
back in.
Shows we have a very active community when all the councillors are in and out. Thank you, everyone. I think that takes us to 13.1.
Yes,
Councillor Scholes. Councillor Ledland, any dissent? Put it, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, no. The ayes have it, it's carried. 13.2. Councillor Woodruff, Councillor Scholes, any dissent? I put it, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, no. The ayes have it, it's carried. 13.3. Councillor Reynolds. Are you happy to do that? Have I got a seconder, please?
Yep.
Councillor McNeil, any?
Yes,
Councillor Scholes.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I just noticed the approval for the bus
zone
on the far side of the road,
mm-hmm,
at a school, but no provision for crossing the road.
No, it is tentatively there, the bus zone. It won't be for pick-up or anything drop-off. It's to stop any type of culmination of buses. There's only to be one bus in the school at any one time.
So it's a pause zone.
It's a pause zone for the bus.
bus.
That's right, I just looked at it, we just had a bus lane on the opposite side of the road.
Stop queuing.
No way, pretty much across the road.
Stop queuing, and that's so we don't want to stop the cars parking.
That's okay.
Okay.
That's that. Is there any dissent? I put it. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, no. Ayes have it. It's carried. 13.4.
Yes.
Councillor Scholes, Councillor Woodruff. Any dissent? I put it. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, no. Ayes have it. It's carried. 13.5. I'm happy to move a motion in the form of that recommended. Councillor Foy, any dissent? I put it. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Most of the contrary, no. The ayes have it. It's carried. And I thank Ben Geller, Cole, for their continued contributions to our community through that fund. I understand there are no notices of motion. Questions without notice? Councillor Fisher.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have two. First one being, is the Lookout Road at Edmunds still under our jurisdiction?
I'll have to ask the General Manager.
The Director of Community Infrastructure, please answer that.
Sure, Mr. Mayor. Thank you very much for the question. It's actually Wexthorpe Drive is no longer under Council's jurisdiction. One of the service utilities have the responsibility to maintain that area.
Yeah. Councillor Woodruff.
Just a supplementary on that. The council are aware of the condition of the gradient, the first gradient that's gravel.
Thanks very much. Thanks for the question. Yes, we are. We've noticed through the development of the nature trail, and we're in a consultation or discussion with the relevant discussion with Telstra to try and get that upgraded. We could provide some information to the next council meeting if you'd like.
Thank you. Are there any further questions without notice? I think Councillor McNeill?
Yeah, just wondering if you could explain why the sport and rec spokesperson wasn't invited to the meeting last Monday with the swimming club?
Look, I think it was just a timing issue. We'd been seeking a meeting for some time, and we had a deadline of today, and I think that was the reason. But if the general manager has anything to add to that.
No, it was a matter of timing, and we had very little time. We literally had 2 days, so I do apologise that we weren't included in that meeting.
So there was no technical reasons why not?
No.
Okay, and in the future that will occur?
Yes, absolutely.
Are there any further questions? Councillor McNeill.
Just before when I went to get up and walk here, I did drop a naughty word out of pain and frustration, so I went to the microphone. So I just want to...
I wish that we could redact it out. We can, but I'm
but
sure the community...
a very naughty word out of pain and frustration.
I'm sure the community will forgive you. If there are no other questions without notice, I think that takes us to a councillor reports, if there be any. There being none, that takes us into a motion to go into closed council. Before I do, though, can I just acknowledge Councillor James Burns from our very important council partners in Upper Hunter Council. It's fantastic that you're here, and of course we enjoy a great relationship with Upper Hunter Shire Council, so it's great to see you here. And can I thank the media for being here tonight as well. We sometimes feel a little unloved, but it's fantastic that you're here. Thank you.
I didn't even realise that James has lost heaps of weight during these illness. You're looking well.
Thank you, gallery. I then have that motion to take us into closed council. Yeah. Councillor Reynolds, Councillor Ledland, any dissent, I put it. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, no. The ayes have it, it's carried.